This is Michael Edward Miller for WUTC. Chattanooga's first Festival of Black Arts and Ideas starts Thursday, June 14th and continues through the 19th, the day known as Juneteenth, the anniversary of African American emancipation. Over 6 days, the festival will celebrate Black Americans' contribution to theater, film, and music, concluding with a dramatic reading of the Emancipation Proclamation on the steps of City Hall. WUTC's Richard Winham is speaking with the festival's organizer, Ricardo Morris.
I feel like I'm in a twilight zone. Do you think you're making progress, and then you turn around and you've not made any gains in 50 years as a community?
This is Rick Morris, the organizer of the Black Arts and Ideas Festival, a festival that in some ways is the summation of everything he's tried to do in his professional life.
So it's a way to, for me, the festival came out of that frustration, but frustrated because I just didn't feel like people knew or were aware of the talents that we have, the commonalities that we have. And I have to speak about Chattanooga because this is my hometown and I know it best. And I've been other places. I've lived in Connecticut and Birmingham and South Carolina, and I always come home and it feels very different from all of those places. For me, it feels like they want to put us all in the same bucket. As a Black community, that we're all on the same level in terms of education, comprehension, success, talent, all of that, and we're not. And that's part of the challenge that we have, particularly dealing with the establishment, with the way things have always been. And so I thought this would be a great way to show the diversity within the Black community when it comes to the arts. And to say, if we're this diverse when it comes to the arts, we're also this diverse when it comes to our other interests, whether it's finances or whether it's business, whether it's whatever the case is, that we have that diversity. We don't all fit this stereotype that you've come up with for us, and that we have value and we add value. That's part of our objective of the festival, is to both present to the existing community that we have something to offer, but even onlookers that are thinking about coming here or moving here, they see something that's maybe attractive to them, or even artists. And with the growing movie industry here, and when I say here, I mean Atlanta and Nashville, Atlanta's exceeded Hollywood in terms of filmmaking. And that's less than 2 hours away from us. So how do we capitalize on that as a community?
This Friday, June 15th, the second day of the festival, the focus will be on the burgeoning film industry in Atlanta and Nashville. Sheila Wofford, a professional actor, writer, and filmmaker based here in Chattanooga, will be showing her film called Michael Valentine, winner of the Inspired Faith Film Festival Award for Best Short Film.
And then there'll be the dialogue, the discussion panel. I've been invited. She has a unique opportunity as a Black female filmmaker and actor to talk about filmmaking and maybe what are ways that we can bring along our next generation, whether it's at Howard or City High School or wherever, that can take advantage of this down the road in Atlanta. What are we doing to get them prepared for those positions? Behind the scenes, as sound engineers, as lighting engineers. We got cosmetology at a high school, Howard, for example. Maybe that becomes a makeup artist for the film industry, as opposed to just cosmetology and opening up your own beauty shop.
The film and the discussion following will start at 6 o'clock in the Chattanooga Theater Center on Friday evening. Tomorrow, Thursday, June 14th, the first day of the festival, the focus will be on theater.
We're starting with Charles Patterson, who is a local playwright. He's produced plays all over the city and actually the country as well. His plays have been performed. So we're going to do a stage reading of his play the first hour. It starts at 6 o'clock. It'll be at the Chattanooga Theater Center. And he's got the actors. They performed it before, but the stage reading will happen. And then the next hour, we were inviting other writers, Black writers, and even white ones in terms of producing theater, to be part of a panel discussion about accessibility for Black playwrights, for Black actors, for black producers, because you don't think about blacks as being producers. What does that mean, and how do we help give those opportunities to the existing ones, but also to nurture and bring along the next generation of them?
Saturday, June 16th, is a day-long celebration of Black Music Month at the festival, starting with a drum circle led by drummer Kofi Mawuko at 11:30 on the green behind the Chattanooga Theatre Centre. It'll be followed by Mawuko's band Ojar. This is a track from their just-released debut album.
And June is Black Music Month, so I'm calling this the Black Music Month celebration. So we have classical, blues, jazz, African, all meshed into this 8-hour period of entertainment in Coolidge Park. But that they all the artists are of African descent, and even the, you know, the cellist and the violin.
Following Ojar will be Atlanta-based violinist Tremaine Jones with cellist Spencer Brewer from the Chattanooga Symphony. T-Bumpus will follow them playing the blues, followed by Young, Gifted, and Black, and then pianist and rapper So Chill.
You the homie, you the homie, you the homie, you don't ever forget.
So Chill is a young rap hip-hop artist, just recently graduated from college, and he's going to be performing with his group. Plays piano, but even beyond the hip hop, his musicianship is stellar. And so, but I wanted to have that again as part of the full range of offerings when it comes to music.
So in your time of need, so in your time of need, just please, I'll always have your back.
After that part of the festival, from 11:30 to 8 p.m., happens outside at the Theater Center. Starting at 9 o'clock, I have a spoken word group called Poetic Kama Sutra, PKS, and they mix spoken word with music and dance. They're going to be in the main lobby of the Theater Center as a 2-hour performance, and it's an open mic night that they're going to be doing as well. So they have their own, as a group, they'll be performing, but then they'll open it up to other poets and spoken word artists, which is great because then you get even more talent, an opportunity to perform. And again, it's open to everyone. We want a mixed, diverse crowd that's participating in that.
1, 2, 3, 4. Na, 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 na,
Sunday is gospel, so I have about 4 different gospel groups that are going to come around 5 o'clock. I'm calling it, it's Father's Day, so we're calling it Black Dads Matter, in celebration of Father's Day, because we get a lot of, you know, we have a lot of hype or stereotypes for the deadbeat dad and he's not present in the life. But there are tons of black fathers out there that are just as much a part of their children's lives as anyone else. But we never hear about them. So this is my nod and celebration of those dads that do exactly what they should be doing as dads, you know, that we don't give props to and we don't celebrate. And so this is that celebration. But before that, we'll, at 3:30, we'll be at a dialogue.
Is this at the Theater Center as well?
And I'm bringing together some local pastors, some musicians to talk about the black church and its impact on the community.
1, 2, 3. walking his way.
Walking his way.
Walking his way.
Walking his way.
This is a remarkable young trio called Three Dreamers. Two brothers and their sister. They'll be performing on Sunday afternoon at 6:30.
I'm walking his way.
I'm walking. 3D yeah. stands for Three Dreamers.
Right.
To keep the dream alive, you yes. know, and to, you know, just be who God called us to be. And I think that's the goal for us, you know, just to continue to create and pour out what he's pouring into us.
So you won't crumble, walk in his ways, so you can sleep at night.
One of the biggest things that we really want to communicate, especially in the time that we're living now, is really about community, love, and family. I think when you recognize that we are not all alone, we are all here together. And that speaks to what we should be working towards, even in our personal families, but even extending that to the man or the neighbor next to us, you know, being understanding that there's more to life than just doing things for yourself and doing things for the individual and just me, myself, and I. That's not why God has us here. You have to really be so mindful about what you're doing and what you're saying and how it's affecting other people, you know. It's not necessarily always about me. It's about what I'm giving to the world. It may come through me because I'm an instrument, I'm a vessel, but it's really not about me, you know? And that's what we learned at Vacation Bible School. Yeah. OBC, shout you out too. Yeah. Yeah. And it's important to recognize that. You have to start there. Yeah. You have to start with self.
So you can sleep at night, walk in his ways, so you can wake up and rise.
Sunday, the dialogue starts at 2:30. The music starts at 5, goes till about 7. Monday, we're Charlie Newton, and he may be coming in at some point, is in residency at AVA, Association for Visual Art, and he has his kids there from Splash, his ministry program that he does. And he's also creating this mural piece, the lynching of Ed Johnson. So he's doing this whole mural.
Really? Where, yes. where is that going? Where are they going to?
Well, he's working on that? It in at AVA. They have it up on the wall, and he's working on.
So he's working on the canvas.
During the course of this residency that he has there, and so what we're going to do is come in on that Monday at 6 o'clock. We'll spend some time meet and greet and looking at the exhibition that's going on at AVA, and then there will be that dialogue again with local artists, with some of the funding agencies. With public art person, she's agreed to be part of that panel, and just talking about visual arts and, again, accessibility, what can we do to help maybe get more arts in our schools, and when it's not there, how do we supplement that on the outside? So a lot of these hopefully thought-provoking questions and solutions, potential solutions. I think that's really important to have that. So that's Monday.
So where do they propose to hang that mural? Has that been decided?
Not that I know of. I would imagine it's going to be at AVA for a while so that people can stop by. And throughout the course of this festival, I'm encouraging people to go by and see the work. And then, of course, that night at 6 o'clock, we'll go in and kind of on an opening reception type of atmosphere, but then also that dialogue as part of that on that Monday. And then the final day, which is Juneteenth, the 19th, we are going to be on the steps of City Hall with 12 o'clock noon. LeFrederick Thurkle is going to be doing a dramatic reading of the Emancipation Proclamation on the steps of City Hall. And Dr. Roland Carter, who has done an arrangement of the Negro National Anthem, Lift Every Voice and Sing, is putting together a choir that will perform that on the steps of the courthouse, of the City Hall, and then the mayor is doing a proclamation on that. So it's a short program, but it's my favorite because this is
that's the like, essence
it's
of everything.
It's the finale. Yeah, it's the grand finale of the whole event.
Details on the entire festival and all of the performers are on their website, blackartsandideas.com. For WUTC's Around and About Chattanooga, I'm Richard Winham.